Hovering above the landscape in Africa are a small fleet of drones. Their mission? Seek out the places where mosquitoes lay their eggs. It's all in an effort to wipe out malaria. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Drones get a lot of bad press. It's understandable because there's a lot of potential to misuse the technology, either by accident or on purpose. There are stories of people flying drones where they shouldn't, such as near airports or over crowds of people. There are news items about privacy concerns and people using drones to spy on neighbors. And of course, there are the stories of weaponized drones that can be operated from hundreds of miles away to fire upon targets that may or may not actually be the enemy. But there are some great stories out there about people using drones to benefit humanity. This is one of those. Andy Hardy wrote a piece for Phys.org that gave the details. Hardy and his colleagues have started using drones in Zanzibar to help local officials identify mosquito breeding grounds. Mosquitoes can carry malaria and transmit it to humans. The actual carrier is a parasite. The parasite enters the mosquito and then can transfer to a human host when the adult mosquito feeds on a person. Malaria is a serious disease. Initial symptoms can include fever, chills, and other flu-like symptoms. The real danger is that malaria can develop serious and even deadly complications. In 2015, there were an estimated 212 million cases of malaria, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More than 429,000 people died from malaria. Most of those were children in Africa. Modern techniques like mosquito nets and insecticides have helped reduce infection rates dramatically over the last few years. According to Hardy, some areas of Zanzibar have seen prevalence rates drop from 40% down to 1% due to these initiatives. But not all areas can benefit from these approaches, and Hardy thinks drones can help reduce malaria infection rates even more. The drones wouldn't be going on some sort of mosquito-zapping rampage, though that would be cool. Instead, a human operator would fly the drone over a region in an effort to identify bodies of water that could be prime mosquito breeding grounds. These are typically still bodies, such as a roadside culvert or rice paddies. Some of these may be well known to locals, but Africa is a big place, and it's not exactly easy to survey on foot. The team plans on using drones to map out regions and seek out these bodies of water during mosquito breeding seasons. They can deploy drones near malaria hotspots as they pop up and locate targets. Then locals can travel to those locations and use larvicides to treat the water, killing the larvae before they have a chance to mature into full-grown mosquitoes. According to Hardy, the process is quick and efficient. It takes about 20 minutes for an operator to use a drone to conduct a survey of a 30-hectare rice paddy. That's equivalent to about 74 acres of land. The larvicides will be low-toxicity chemicals to reduce the chance of ecological damage or human harm. That's a big change from a few decades ago when dangerous chemicals like DDT were the ones we'd rely upon. The team is also aware of the potential problems of drones. One of those is getting locals to trust the technology. Hardy says an effective approach is to invite people to watch as an operator pilots a drone over an area. People can witness the drone launching, look at monitors showing a live camera feed from the drone as it moves over the area, and view the drone as it returns and lands. The team also plans to educate people about privacy concerns and responsible methods of drone operation to head off any potential misuse before it can happen. That includes learning how to avoid situations that could lead to collisions with other aircraft or actions that might harm local wildlife. The team also wants to develop apps that can coordinate between surveyors and teams deploying larvicide to bodies of water. As each team makes progress, they can update the app and coordinate their efforts. This will make the entire approach more effective and efficient. Ultimately, that should translate into an affordable approach that can reduce malaria infection rates in areas that are otherwise in danger. Drones aren't the only technology people hope to use in the fight against mosquito-borne infections. There are some research firms working with genetically modified mosquitoes in an effort to reduce or wipe out diseases like the Zika virus. In this approach, scientists create modified mosquito DNA and inject it into eggs containing what will become a male mosquito. Male mosquitoes don't bite humans, but what they will do is seek out mates. When these lab-altered mosquitoes mate with wild female mosquitoes, they produce eggs that have some of this altered DNA, which will prevent those eggs from ever developing into adult mosquitoes. Over time, this could lead to a big drop in mosquito populations, reducing the prevalence of illnesses as a byproduct. In the future, we'll likely use a suite of strategies to fight off mosquitoes and prevent or cure the illnesses they transmit. That's some news that you might find soothing, particularly if mosquitoes find you to be delicious. That's all for today. To learn more about how technology can help us prevent disease, boost our abilities, or just let us play a video game, subscribe to the Tech Stuff Podcast. It's a long-form show that takes a long, hard look at technology, and it publishes every Wednesday and Friday. I'll see you again soon.